USA News. I'm Corey Myers. One congressman says the president needs to have his mental capabilities tested. Dave Collins has more.
GOP Congressman Ronnie Jackson is urging President Biden to undergo a cognitive test or withdraw from the presidential race.
You know, look at what's going on right now domestically. I mean, what he's done to our country, and he's not in control. He does not know what's going on.
The former White House physician, a Texas Republican who previously provided President Trump with perfect health scores, expressed concern about the 81-year-old commander-in-chief, suggesting that the situation may be too challenging for Biden.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says addressing the Biden administration's border crisis is the key to improving national security. In a social media post, he emphasized the urgency of reforming the asylum and parole systems due to illegal migration. McConnell insists on meaningful policy changes at the southern border before considering any supplementary national security legislation in the Senate. The U.S. ships fired on near Yemen were not actually the intended targets.
Missiles fired from a rebel-controlled area in Yemen toward a Navy warship, the USS Mason, were not intended for that vessel. That's according to Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder.
The vessels, the Mason and the Central Park, were not the intended targets. That said, I can't speak for what the intended target was.
The U.S. is committed to protecting its forces and will take necessary measures, though no specific strikes have been forecast. The incident follows numerous attacks on U.S. entities in the region amid the Israel-Hamas conflict. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Washington, D.C. had wind gusts yesterday of more than 30 miles an hour, 40 at the airport, and they knocked over the National Christmas tree. It was later in the afternoon, so crews worked into the evening to right it again and fix any lights or bulbs that were damaged in time for tomorrow's National Christmas tree lighting ceremony. When someone tells you to make sure your affairs are in order, this is why.
R-E-S-P-C-T.
Of Aretha Franklin's four sons have been fighting over the late singer's estate. A handwritten will that was found in a book in her home in 2018, a judge in Michigan finally made the decision that that was legally binding. The judge says three of the late singer's sons will each get one of Franklin's homes, and the rest of her belongings will be divided between her family. Mark Cuban says he's ready to leave Shark Tank. He told the Showtime podcast All the Smoke that the next season of the ABC series will be his last. Not that he needs the money. Cuban is apparently selling a majority stake of the Dallas Mavericks. The Adelson family is currently in the process of buying it. Miriam Adelson is the largest shareholder of the Las Vegas Sands. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.